Hi, Steve here. The murders we talk about on this show are not real murders, or based on real murders. It's just imagination and mediocre improv. See you in a bit.
I'm Griffin.
I'm Steve.
This is Killed to Death.
We solve murders.
And a little peek behind the curtain, we record this from our house. We rent this place from, I would say, the best landlord.
The greatest landlord.
His name is Sonny.
His name is Sonny.
So nice.
Sonny Huang?
Oh, you know his last name.
I do believe. It's in my phone. I can't remember.
He has not given me that information.
And I don't remember the name of it, but he owns a optical store in Chinatown.
Check it out.
Go check it out.
Here are some examples of the nice things he's done for us.
Right.
Steve, he came by the other day.
This, we should legitimately shout him out for this. The other day, he just gave us a six-pack of beer.
A bit has not started yet.
Nope.
That's true.
That's not a bit. Just to establish that this is grounded in reality, he did that unprompted.
Sonny is truly a nice man.
Yes, very truly a nice man.
But he also brought something else.
And it was a muzzle. And it was for Eric.
Truly the nicest man who understands the needs of the household.
Yeah.
He brought a muzzle for Eric.
The needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few. The few being Eric, the many being the two of us. Two beats one.
And that's just math. Another thing Sonny will do, he'll come over and he'll cook every meal for us.
That is true. And it's so, so delicious. And he puts it in a little dog dish.
It's linguine every time.
It's always linguine.
It's a dog dish for Eric.
Yeah, it's a dog dish
for Eric. I'm starting to think he thinks Eric's our pet.
Oh, yeah. Wait a minute. He thinks there's a dog.
Sonny will come over.
This is a two-bedroom.
And he'll... Yeah, this is a two-bedroom house.
That's... You know what? You know what it probably is? He is keeping up this facade as a loophole because we can't have three people in this two-bedroom. But he's like, if one of them's a dog and I keep playing into this...
Yeah.
Then I'm not going to get in trouble with the landlord board.
When he comes over, he's like, Griffin, Steve, you guys can stand, you can sit, do whatever you want. But when it comes to Eric, he's pretty firm with what he wants.
Normally like, hey, take a seat, Griffin, and you, sit!
Yeah. Down!
Sit!
Down, boy! Eric, down!
What's his name? Oh, that's a good place to end.
The victim. Rocco. A computer hacker found dead. Today's guest, Mr. X, a fellow hacker and part of Rocco's organization. Mr. X, welcome.
Hey guys, I'm Mr. X.
Thank you. Welcome to me. Yeah, welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming on this public forum. I know you had a lot of reservations about that.
That is why I'm using a fake name and why I have this.
Your last name is not X.
No. It starts with a totally different letter of the alphabet.
Is it okay, P?
Is it N? Oh, it is P.
It's Mr. P. Which is also what I knew you guys would laugh. But it's not what it seems like.
Okay. There's more letters?
There's an EE after it.
What is your first name?
That's definitely not saying that. On air? Public?
What if we cut it out?
If you cut it, you promised to bleep this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. My name is Stupid P. You cut that out, right?
Yeah. Yeah, they don't know why we're laughing.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, so, well, Stupid P.
No, you better have bleeped that as well.
Every time we say it.
Well, please just call me Mr. X.
Sorry.
Stupid P is my real name. I was going to say father's name, but it's my straight up name.
What's your father's name?
Nice try.
Is he a hacker as well? Is this a family trade?
He's a hacker as well.
It's just like his grandfather and great-grandfather.
Hacking the telegrams or whatever?
Yeah. He would hack into the singing telegrams.
He would hack into those.
He would hack right in there.
So he'd pretend to be a member. He'd show up at the door with them.
Well, sing different lyrics.
Exactly. Try to get some personal information from the person they were visiting.
So he'd sing like questions.
He'd sing questions, and the person would be so taken aback they'd have no choice but to answer.
And the rest of the group did not catch on.
No.
But this stranger was standing there with them singing questions.
That's old. No. Old hacking, that's good hacking. Is good acting.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah, if you're a good enough hacker, you can get the answers to anything. You know.
Yeah, and you are a computer hacker.
I'm a computer hacker.
Right.
So what does that involve? What do you do?
So I do, you know, those like word assessment typing tests.
Yeah.
Mavis Beacon teaches typing.
Yeah, exactly. And I scored really high. So I was like, what can I use to use my skills, my natural God-given, genetically passed down typing skills? And of course, hacking.
That's how your great-grandfather got into those singing groups.
Was all his quick typing. Because he typed up a contract that was like, this guy's in the group. And then
so fast that they couldn't argue.
Yeah, they're like, well, if he's typing this fast, he must be a good singer. So that's how he got in those groups, and then how I've learned to get into hacking to use my natural skills as a good typer.
Right. Would, so how do you get ahead. Into the business? Like, who do you approach to say hire me as a hacker?
Right. Where do you begin?
Well, so I went on a forum on Reddit.
Okay. Which subreddit?
It was called. It was called Not Incels. So I was happy about that.
So anyone, as long as
you're not an incel, can join or can post in this subreddit.
Yes, exactly. Okay. So I posted looking for work. I'm really good at typing.
Not an incel.
I didn't even make mention of it because I was like, I don't even know if I want to talk about this. Yeah.
This seems like the one place not to talk about
it. Exactly. It just goes without saying. So I wrote that, and then I got a few emails back, and one of them was from Mystery Man at, and then it had, you know how instead of like a space, it'll just be like underscores?
Yeah, yeah, a bunch of underscores .com. Yeah.
At __...
He hacked away his email address.
Exactly. I couldn't even see it. And I was like, okay, this is something I'm interested in. And then we had
But did he sign his email?
Yeah, he did sign it.
Okay.
Yeah, his name was... I'm not going to say.
We'll bleep it.
You'll bleep it?
Yeah, we'll bleep it.
Okay, phew. His name was Big Bow Wow.
Okay.
Yeah. So Big Bow Wow was in charge of hiring these hackers. He reached
out
to
relation?
You. To
Little Bow Wow.
I think it was his little brother.
Any relation to the 80s band Bow Wow Wow?
I think that he was their little brothers.
Oh, it's a family. They're all brothers.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay, great. And what is he offering? He's offering you an opportunity?
He was offering him an opportunity. He said, I saw your WPM, word per minute, and I would love to have you as part of my team.
Mm.
I was like, team? Okay. That's like sports?
Yeah.
And I thought that was
you
sort
typed
of,
that
well,
as a response.
Well, I was because I'm so fast at typing. It just sort of goes in my thoughts. And I press backspace a couple times to get rid of the sentence.
Well, you do know typing.
And then I wrote back like, sure, I'd love to. And I kept other thoughts in my head of like the whole team and sports thing. So I was like, sure, I'd love to.
Okay.
And then we had a bit of a back and forth. I sent in my CV. He was like, great,
What's on your CV at this point?
At this point, most of my words per minute, name, I finished high school, I went to...
So it does have your name on.
Yeah, my CV. Yeah.
It's a real stupid P right at the top.
No. Yeah. You bleep that one?
Yeah, I bleep that one.
But okay. I just mean...
I don't see you touching anything on the computer, just so you know.
We bleep it later.
Oh, okay.
We bleep it in post.
Okay, cool.
But I meant as a hacker, you later wanted to get... You didn't know, I guess, to not get rid of your name.
Well, again, I was also applying. It was my first job I was applying
right,
for. Okay. I didn't even have a hacker name at that point.
Fair, okay.
Your hacker name is the name of the street you grew up on.
So, Mr. Mr. Street.
Yeah.
And?
And the name of the first porn star you ever masturbated to.
Was it your ex-girlfriend?
I've learned from improv? Yes. It was my ex-girlfriend. And I do want to get back with her.
What's her name?
Her name is Well, she has a porn star name, of course.
Right.
And
how do you make one of those?
So it's the street where you first jerked off on. So for her, it was, Jenna.
Jenna Street was where she first jerked off. Got it.
And then the last name, the name of the first pet that you
ever jerked off to.
No, the first pet that you loved. And her pet was called Pussy.
Her name's Jenna Pussy.
You dated Jenna Pussy?
That's crazy, man.
Me, stupid P. I know you're going to bleep it, so I don't feel bad saying it. Yeah. Dated Jenna Pussy.
How did you guys meet?
We were in the same grade, so we just, like, different schools, but same grade, so you know.
That's enough. You got your connection right there.
Yeah, exactly.
And you're neither of you are incels.
And yeah, we had a lot in common like that.
Amazing. Sorry, so you have this, you have an email offer.
Yeah. From Big Bow Wow.
Right. And now you bleeped.
Yes, of course.
I'm gonna confirm every time.
Good.
Good. And he's offering you to be part of his team. You think it might be sports, but you're not quite sure, and your words per minute back to him is very impressive.
Yeah, super quick. I've got him a real quick response. You send him
your CV, and what does he say? Where does it go from there?
He says, okay, meet me under the bridge at midnight tonight.
Okay, the bridge.
And you know what bridge he was talking about.
Well, I had a few in mind, but...
So you made your rounds that evening?
Well, no, because, again, I had a few in mind, and then I was like, I really feel like it's this bridge in particular. So I went to that one.
Was it?
So I didn't... Yes.
Okay.
So, oh, okay.
It was also, I think, a test of my intuition.
Right. Mm. Okay, that makes sense.
And you passed.
Right.
You showed up. He's there.
Yeah. And what? He goes, right bridge. And I go, thought so. And then we just talked, you know, about our lives and stuff, what we had in common. And it turned out I had a lot in common with him. He was not an insult.
That's why he was on that Reddit subreddit.
That's true. Like I said, redundant. I already knew that. True.
So, what is his organization? You're hired on.
Mm-hmm.
What do you guys do?
So, we go in there. We usually use our own computers. He sort of sets us up with all this, you know, fancy software and hardware. And then we hack into banks and grocery stores and bars.
You hack into bars?
We hack into the bars, like, and we could just get all the money.
Mm.
Right.
Because bars
okay.
keep the money
online.
Well, if you pay with a credit card.
Okay.
It's
okay.
online.
Right.
So we get all the credit card sales from bars and grocery stores and banks.
So who else is a part of this team? You're joining with
Rocco.
Other members?
Yeah, well, Rocco, dearly departed Rocco, was a part of the team. There's a few guys named, you know, Mr. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L,
N, O. So they all grew up on the same street as you?
I guess not. Well, again, that was one guy. He had that entire name.
Oh, okay.
Mr. A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
Yeah. He did grow up on the same street as me.
Oh, okay.
Then there was a few other people like Ossington Jameson and stuff. That guy was cool. Ossington Jameson. And then there was a couple others named like Broadview.
You know so many streets.
There's a guy named Broadview. Cruz.
Could just go TTC stations.
I could just, but that's, again, it's a street you grew up on.
Oh, right.
So, right. So far, two have been TTC stations. But.
And then, you know, Young and Dundas, there's that guy.
Wait, no, the second one's supposed to be the name of your...
That's a porn star.
Of a porn star. So Dundas was the name of the porn
what,
star?
What, Dundas
I
Pussy?
Know, I don't know all the porn stars.
I do.
Okay.
I didn't know. I should check that out.
So do each of you have a different role on this hacker team?
Yeah. So I'm like the typer hacker.
How is that different from what they do?
One of them, they have one of them like hacks. I do a lot of the typing, and then they sort of like are telling me what to type.
Okay, like they dictate.
Yeah, they dictate. So I'm sort of like a note taker, but also because of how hacking works.
Yeah.
It affects yeah.
So they're like bracket colon backslash.
Yes, exactly. Enter. Enter was my favorite.
It gets you right in. Exactly. Whether it be a bank, grocery store, bar.
I mean,
you just hit enter.
You're right in.
Exactly.
Okay, so they're all, are they all dictators? Is that the point?
I mean, you know, they're not like Saddam.
Yeah.
They're dictating me what to do.
So did anyone have any other specific roles?
Well, Rocco actually had a pretty specific role. He was like, he kept on lookout.
Oh, okay. He was supposed to just watch out for anyone.
Yeah, wait, where do you guys do this?
Are you in a van? What's the situation here?
We were in like sort of a tiny basement, sort of damp.
Sort of.
Damp. We know that life.
Yeah.
So it looked a lot like this, actually, now that I'm thinking about it. Like four walls and it's underground. I mean, similarities are endless.
Okay, so what about the night? Did you find Rocco? You found Rocco.
I found Rocco.
Yeah. And what was that night? Were you hacking into some kind of location, like a bar? What was the job?
Yuck Yucks Ajax.
Okay, why is that?
So much money there.
They had just had a big, big weekend.
Yeah, and Brent Butt.
And, you know, he's a big name, so they have a lot of people there.
And he's a great guy, and he's super funny.
I do. I mean, I don't watch that much comedy, but I love Brent Butt.
Yeah.
So I knew that he was playing there, and I was like, okay, well, this is going to be Yuck Yucks Ajax's biggest night of the fucking year.
Okay.
So I was like, okay, this is how we get our money this weekend, dude.
Did you have to go closer? Did you have to go to a basement in Ajax?
Interestingly enough, we had to actually go further to seem less culpable.
Got it. Okay.
So we went to a basement in Niagara Falls.
Okay.
Beautiful this time of year. The basement.
This is basement season.
Exactly. And so there's so many tourists. It was so annoying. But we
walk them through, taking pictures.
Yeah. But it was, you know, we got the job done.
Right.
But unfortunately, yeah, Rocco did not make it.
So you were hacking into Yuck Yucks Ajax.
I was hacking into the mainframe of Yuck Yucks Ajax. Hacking the mainframe means I go on, you know, Yuck Yucks Toronto, Yuck Yucks Ontario.
Click the tab,
and then you press enter.
Ajax.
You click the tab that says Ajax.
Enter.
And then from there, my job just like, that's where it really starts, you know?
Right.
Then I start typing.
Like, please let me in.
I start.
Money.
I hit
the dollar sign over and over and over.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I go to like log in. I try to log in. So I have to log in. I have to figure out, you know,
the
username and a password. So I'm thinking username mbreslin at yuckyucks.com.
Right.
That's probably his email.
Right. Password? Mark.
Password? Yuck Yucks Ajax.
Did it and it worked first try?
No, it didn't work. So that's why.
So
like,
they're dictating these other passwords. They're trying to help you guess the password.
Sorry. Hacking is a bunch of guys standing around in this basement trying to guess the password to log into a site.
That's part of hacking, yeah. What did you? I don't make the rules about what.
But when
hacking is.
When you do hack in, and we will figure out what the password is. But yeah. When you do hack in. Does users already have access to the money, or do you need to do some complex coding? Are there firewalls and things that we hear about?
There's firewalls. There's proxies.
Oh god, JavaScript.
There's JavaScript. You got to keep your Java updated on your computer.
Adobe Premiere. No,
there's
Adobe, Flash.
Yeah, you're gonna
Photoshop.
Need Premiere. Edit your films.
You gotta Photoshop.
Yeah.
A few things.
There's
okay.
iMovie. Microsoft Excel, Word.
But not Microsoft Incel.
No, I can't stress that enough. That has nothing to do with what we're talking about.
Got it.
You have to be ex-celibate.
There's Pages. There's OpenOffice.org, which is like...
I don't even know that one.
That one's like... It's like basically a free... It's like Microsoft Word or Pages, but it's free to download, and it's sort of open software.
Okay.
There's like freemium games. And that's like, you can
FunnyJunk.org.
Yeah. There's like Newgrounds.
We're getting into website territory.
Right.
E-bombs so world. There's a video of a woman falling.
Who knows what site that's on?
Okay. So you guys are doing this.
Yeah.
A success?
Yeah, what, huge what is the password?
Huge success.
You'll bleep it out?
Of course.
The password?
Yeah, yeah,
this is the password to log on to Yuck Yuck's Ajax.
Right.
The password is chicken suit. Rubber chicken suit. That's our logo.
Rubber chicken suit, that's our logo.
Chicken suit, rubber chicken suit, that's our logo.
Okay.
Wow, okay.
And you guys guessed that.
Eventually.
You're hackers.
Well, that's the thing. Wow. It actually kind of worked because there were two people yelling at me, so it seems...
Yeah, Ossington and Broadview.
Ossington and Broadview. We're both yelling like crazy. I mean, they were so mad. But... but because I said it like that, I like wrote that... Because one of them said chicken suit, and one of them said rubber chicken suit, that's our logo. I don't know why I said our.
It worked, though.
It worked, yeah. I don't know.
Maybe he used to work at Yuck Yucks.
Maybe. That's maybe how
inside
he knew.
Inside job.
Inside joke.
Clive Owen.
Inside joke.
Inside
just between
joke.
Us.
That's good.
Now, yeah. During all this time, is Rocco keeping watch out in the hallway of the basement?
He is, yeah.
He's fighting off tourists.
Yeah, he's going, no, nothing to see here. This one's closed for today. Exhibit is closed. It does. Go look at the waterfalls or do something else. And you could just hear people like disappointed like crazy.
I wanted to see the basement.
Yeah, exactly. We came all the way. We wanted to see the Canadian side of the basement. We saw the American side. I live in Buffalo.
Honestly, I think we got the better end of that. The American side of the basement is not as nice.
Exactly.
Yeah, and, but that's the side of the basement we have to look at from their side.
Not
does
in
that
this,
make sense?
Not in this analogy with the basement.
It doesn't make sense.
I would say basement, you can only see it if you're
yeah, you
in
see
there.
If you're in the basement.
Yeah. And I forget what you were asking.
Keeping watch in the hallway.
Oh, right.
Shooing away tourists.
Shooing them away.
And is that the last you saw of him when you sent him out into the hallway?
Saw
him alive,
Then he came in one time during a shift. He just like, I need a break, man. This is insane. There's so many. He said that there were so many, I mean, I'm not going to say what he said, but he said there was
we'll bleep it out. We'll bleep it out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He said... said Jewish guys because there was
one Jewish guy.
There was one Jewish guy and it fucking pissed him off like crazy.
Oh my god. No. So Rocco was anti-Semitic.
The only thing I knew about Rocco is he grew up on the street called Rocco. And he had masturbated to
zero porn stars.
He never masturbated, but he claimed he wasn't an incel. I never met his girlfriend.
Okay, so he comes in and he says, there's too many Jewish guys out there.
I know. And I go, what are you talking about? There's this one guy with a little hat on. And he did. And what's crazy, he did like the Asian eyes. He did that, but for a Jewish guy.
Wait, what are the Asian eyes for a Jewish guy?
I'm saying he did the thing where he
pulled. Oh, he pulled his fingers to his eyes and he said, you know, one of those Jewish guys and did Asian eyes.
Wait, what? So was it a Jewish guy?
Yes. That's why it was so crazy.
Yeah.
So why did he do the eyes?
Well, he... Yeah.
I think it was part of his...
I think he was confused.
He's just stereotyping.
Right. Just general stereotypes at this point.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. So, then he goes back out.
So he
and that's
so
the last
what's
you
he
saw
saying?
Of my life.
He's telling you guys to hurry up. Like what?
No, he just says I need a break.
Oh, I need a break. Okay.
Yeah, so he had a cigarette, and that was the last I saw of my life.
Oh, so he went to go for a smoke.
He had a smoke in the basement. Like he was like, I need to get away from all the like hubbub of outside.
Right. Okay.
The Jewish guy.
Yeah. And
so then, do you find him later?
Found him later.
So this was after mission was a success. You hacked in to Yuck Yuck's Ajax.
Mm-hmm.
You got all the money.
We got all the money.
You're going to leave.
Over $600.
Oh, sweet butt bucks.
Butt bucks. We got them, and we knew that our mission was complete, and we were excited. We were going to go celebrate with Rocco. We were going to go tell him the good news.
Right.
And we go outside, and his body is there. His head is also there.
Okay.
But
so far, so good.
I should say it was to the side of him.
Oh.
Yeah, not attached.
Like placed beside him.
Headless horseman style.
Oh, yeah, was
holding
in his arm?
No, it was like, yeah, he was holding a football. He was actually in the Heisman pose.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So
still standing up?
No, like on the ground.
Okay.
Where he was leaning against a tree.
Well, I mean,
like his foot was on the ground.
Immediately jumps to sports fan then. Like, who else would know the Heisman Trophy? better than a sports fan.
That's true. That's hard to right. So assume, it looks like it's not a natural pose.
Right.
So that's right.
Yeah, cradling
his head in his arm, hand on the tree.
Like his hand was on the tree trunk.
Right.
And he was sort of at a, I don't know, 75, 65 degree angle.
Let's get it right.
I mean, I had really my protractor precise, there, and I remember I like put it at the bottom of his shoe. It was hard because the protractor's so small, and he's a human. He's 6'1" or whatever.
Okay, so he was human.
He was human.
Okay, great.
I'm human.
That never came up, so we should mention that.
Okay. That's true. And yeah, it was 65 degree angle. He was leaning on the tree.
Okay. So is it all three of you who go out and find him at once?
I go find him. I go, holy shit, dude. You got to come out here and see this shit. And Ossington and Broadview, they come out and they go, holy fucking shit.
So Mr. Alphabet is still downstairs.
Yeah, he's downstairs. He's in the bathroom.
Okay. He's been in the bathroom this whole night.
Yeah, he had some real, real, like, difficulty. He has IBS. Irritable bowel syndrome.
Right.
Okay. Anyways, so he's been in the bathroom. He's still there. And we're like, we all yell, holy shit, you got to come see this, Mr. Alphabet. And he's like, just give me a sec. And whatever, he's doing his own thing. We hear the toilet flush a bunch of times. He's like, fuck, I need a plunger, fuck. We're like, okay, this is awkward. And eventually he comes out and he goes, guys, do not go in there. Sort of like the Jim Carrey movie. And I go, Jim Carrey? And he goes, yeah.
He
and
goes, who? So-
No, I said, yep.
Okay,
he knew what he was.
Yeah, you guys were hacking into the Yuck Yucks.
Exactly,
you know?
Yeah.
Some comedy fans.
And so he came outside and he goes, holy shit, did you guys see this? I go, yes, man, it's what we're talking about this whole time. So anyways, we all get together and... commiserate over the death of our friend.
Right. Well, this is a straight up decapitation. What we're going to do is take a quick break. We're going to be right back. And we're back.
I'm not, because I need to take care of something.
What are you going to go take care of? Is it our dog?
Yeah. He beat on the couch.
Again?
Dude.
Yep.
Your dog is crazy, man.
It's our roommate.
Oh, yeah, Eric. You met our dog before you came in.
Our roommate, Eric. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's actually a man. It's a man in a muzzle.
It's a man.
That's
a
man
in a muzzle who's forced to crawl on all fours now and eat off the ground.
Yeah. I think he likes it.
I thought because of the muzzle, it was a dog.
Yeah.
But you're right. He had.
That's why the landlord does it.
Yeah, he had a t-shirt.
He had shorts on. He said, what's up? I was like, your dog is well trained, but shit.
I mean, he is.
To be fair, he is.
Until he pees on the couch. So anyways, I'm going to clean that up. I'm going to scold him and I'll be back.
You have to rub his nose in it, just so you know.
Oh, I will.
Okay.
But we're still here with a stupid pee, a computer
and
hacker.
And that one you'll bleep out.
That one I will bleep out, actually.
But the other ones you'll also bleep out.
No, the other ones I will also actually bleep out.
Okay. It was weird that you said actually on that one.
We're here with, Mr. X.
Right.
A computer hacker. You got hired by Big Bow Wow as part of his organization. Do you guys have a name, like Anonymous?
Well, I will tell you the name, but will you bleep out the Mr. Bow Wow one?
I'm actually going to bleep it out, yeah.
Okay, cool. And you'll bleep out the name that I'm about to say?
Yeah.
Because we do not want to be known.
For sure.
Okay. We're called Downtown Toronto Yuck Yucks.
But
there's no apostrophe in the second yucks.
So not affiliated at all with Downtown Toronto Yuck Yucks?
It's to throw off the scent, you know?
Right. And so you guys were down in Niagara Falls hacking the Ajax Yuck Yucks because Brent Butt was in town. You knew they'd have a lot of money.
Exactly.
You get into their system because it's mbreslin@gmail.com.
@yuckyucks.com.
@yuckyucks.com. Yeah. The password is chicken suit, rubber chicken suit. That's our logo.
Right.
You learned that because
actually, you know what's crazy though? I don't even think that is their logo.
No, I don't think it is either. I'm made in a rubber chicken suit. Also, what's a rubber chicken? Like one of those rubber chickens you'd hold, but a life size?
I think when they were making the password, they got confused with a rubber chicken and a chicken suit. And they're not. You know what's a good book? Chicken Suit for the Teen Soul. But that's neither here nor there.
No, you get in, you that's get the money. This entire time, Mr. ABCDEFG, he's the third dictator. He's in the bathroom with his IBS. Pretty ironic that an alphabet man has IBS.
Oh, that's pretty funny.
Thank you.
And it's pretty funny. He's like such a fucking like bullshitter. IBS. Yeah, no shit. You BS. You BS all the time. That's what I should. If I was talking to him, that's what I would say.
Okay. Yeah. You will be. So Rocco was.
I just made a surprise face.
Rocco, his job was to keep watch. So that's where he was down in this Niagara Falls basement, keeping watch over the tourists. At one point, you see him. He comes in. He says, I need a break. There's a bunch of Jewish guys. Because there was one Jewish guy.
He did the eyes.
That's the last you see him. He goes out to smoke.
Yeah.
And your mission is a success. You get the money. You go outside, you find him, head decapitated, cradle in his arm, just like a Heisman Trophy, leaning against a tree. He's a protractor,
wow, 65 degrees. Tremendous memory. But yes, all that
Do you not remember all this? It happened to you.
I know, but I don't know. I guess truth is stranger than fiction. What?
We should have had a guy watching over our basement to make sure no one came in. You think this is a tourist?
I mean, maybe. This is why we have... It better not. I hope for Mr. Alphabet, or for Rocco's sake, it's not a Jewish guy.
Well, Rocco's dead.
Yeah, but I still... in his memory, I don't want it. I don't want it to be a Jewish guy.
Hello? Shalom?
Oh, no. Let's Shalom see. Also means goodbye, so hopefully it's goodbye. Hello?
Don't worry, it's not a Jew.
Oh, hello.
It's just me. Mr. Alphabet, hello.
Oh, Mr. Hi. Alphabet. Or, sorry, Mr. Hello, ABCDEFG.
You can short form it to Mr. Alphabet, because that's my name, Mr. Alphabet.
Okay.
Hello, hello. Mr. X.
Hi, how did you find this place?
Me?
Yeah.
I hacked it.
You no hacked problem. Our address?
I hacked your Wi-Fi, which just has your address. No problem. What's going on here? Because I hacked into your home. You weren't there.
No, I was here.
I hacked it. Oh, okay. Then that's what I figured out. Anyway, I won't go through it, but I figured it out.
Why did you need to find Mr. X?
I can't find Mr. X. Why did I find Mr. X? Because we got another job. What do you think?
You got another job.
Oh, that's thank God. It's been so long.
Yeah. Well, I thought we'd no one for another job.
I thought no one would hire us after the
massive success of Ajax.
Well, no one knows.
That's true.
No one knows who we are.
I guess just talking about it made me feel like it was...
You know the name of our group.
Yeah.
Yuck Yucks. Downtown Toronto. No apostrophe.
Throws off the scent.
That's true. That's true. We actually are throwing our own comedy show for us hackers.
Oh, that's true. Did you want to promote that?
Yeah, it's called...
Okay, great.
White Guys Matter.
Yeah.
For real.
For real this time. Yeah. That was Rocco's name. He named the show, so I mean that was just him.
Yeah, and I just think it's a good time to name it that. I don't see any problem with it. So
yeah, and we're just gonna promote the hell of it, and there's gonna be no backlash.
Exactly.
Well, that's great. We're talking about the death of Rocco, actually.
Oh.
Now you guys found
what
him...
is this, like a fanfic thing? What's the podcast?
I don't know if people do write fanfic. I can only assume they do.
Okay, so you just talk about the dead guy.
We're trying to solve. The murder. We're trying to figure out what happened to Rocco.
Oh, you think he was murdered?
I mean, he was decapitated.
Okay, yeah.
I don't think that's a natural thing.
You think that was old age?
No.
I don't think that was old age, is what I'm saying.
Okay.
I think it's
okay.
A young aged person who did it to him.
Now, why do you think it was a young person?
Because Rocco had a big old head. And to cut that kind of sucker off, you gotta have youth.
You gotta have some muscles, is what I'm saying. You gotta have strong bones to chop off a head like that.
Yeah, so this was out in the, I guess, courtyard of whatever basement you were using?
Yes.
Yeah. What basement was this that you guys were
in? This was the basement of the Courtyard Marriott in the Niagara Falls.
That's true.
The Marriott?
That's right. The Courtyard Marriott. We were in the basement.
So this is the basement of a Marriott hotel.
That's right.
I've never listened to Mr. Alphabet on, headphones like I am right now.
Mm-hmm.
I will say, you sound... a lot like an Adam Sandler character.
thank you very much.
You've also brought your guitar with you.
That's right. Well, I do play a song. yeah, well,
Have you heard any of my songs? Is there one I've heard you'd one like song. To hear in particular?
If you could play...
Ooh. I gave you my EP.
I know. I listen to it all. Okay. It all. Well, that's why I'm trying to... It's hard to think
of
all my favorites.
Request one, and I'll play it for you.
Okay. There is the... My favorite. This is actually my favorite one.
Okay. This seems harder for you to come up with a title than it is for me to just play the song.
I know, man, because there's so many to go through.
I thought it would be helpful to have a title. Right. I don't. Okay. Yep.
This you is. Go ahead. Okay. My favorite song that you play.
Yes, that's right.
Is.
Good God.
This is good stuff.
This is a real struggle for you.
I'll be honest, I haven't listened to your EP.
What the hell?
I'm sorry.
Okay, well, here's the track listing. Maybe you, a more competent gentleman, can look at the back and tell me which one you'd like to hear.
The Hanukkah song.
Okay. This is in memory of Rocco.
You dedicated the Hanukkah song to Rocco? Oh, sorry, you're not done.
I didn't think you just started. Let alone done.
It's Christmas time, just for us, all the Christians, only for the Christians at Christmas time. That's the way he'd have it, my good pal Rocco.
So you released this EP post-death?
No.
No?
I wrote a song for everyone on my team. You didn't hear your own song?
Oh,
I didn't. Well, no. If I had known you'd done it like that, I would have listened to it.
What's the song for Stupid P?
I did a song for
you.
You
blocked that one out, though? You bleeped that one out?
You know what? I will actually bleep that one out.
You told him your name?
I didn't mean to. He asked.
Oh, he is devilish.
What's your real name?
I don't. Well, I'm never going to say that.
We'll bleep it.
Please don't read the back of the track, was he? Well, it's because most of those songs are for me. I wrote a song for you, of course. I'm so surprised that you didn't listen to it.
Oh, I didn't know. I would like to hear it. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I should have listened to it.
I grew up on Mr. Street. I had sex with Jenna Pussy.
With my ex-girlfriend?
No, this is for you.
Oh, it's for me.
Yeah,
it's meaning it's about me.
So this song is from the point of view of
yes,
Mr. X.
That's how it always is. That's one thing I know about Rocco. Okay, you know?
Okay. Right. Okay, sorry. Go on.
Okay, it's the one thing I know about you.
Okay, true.
It was sweet and soft and it was slow. The best sex I've ever had. And from this day forward, I know I'll never have sex again.
That is honestly, that is like my, if I were to sing a song about my life, that's what I would sing.
Yeah, and the guitar is mostly aesthetic.
This thing does not work.
Either it's not plugged into
There's
the
no
computer.
Strings, look at it.
Okay.
What do you want? It's basically a block of wood I carry around with me.
This is the courtyard of the Marriott.
Yep.
Is this a bustling courtyard?
Heavens, no.
No,
quiet. Especially so late at night that you guys are doing this.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. Very late at night.
Yeah, okay, so...
You can't hack during the day.
No, it's way too suspicious.
That's right.
Yeah, all the computers are out in the sun.
That's right. And then they're going to overheat.
Exactly, which is suspicious.
Why, these computers are overheating.
Yeah.
That's right.
Okay, so no one else was around except you guys by this point in the night. All the tourists had gone back to their rooms.
I
back
think
to sleep, probably.
Scared them all. Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. Probably back to sleep. Yeah, tourists. They're so tired. They're probably jet-lagged.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I would imagine a decapitation. You're going to get a lot of blood out of the body doing such.
Yeah.
I'm wondering, was it all pooled underneath him, or is there any kind of trail leading up to the tree? I'm wondering if the decapitation happened right there and he was leaned against, or if his body was brought there.
I think, from my memory, that there was a trail of blood from...
A tremendous memory.
Well, thank you so much. No one's ever said that before, to my knowledge, to my memory.
You remember everything that we shout at you, and then you write it down.
I mean, yeah, no doubt. Some say my greatest asset. Anyways, so, yeah, there was a trail of blood from the guy.
I think it's your smile.
You think it's my smile?
Yeah.
Me? You're just trying to get me to smile.
Good, come on.
All right, here's my smile.
Oh, listeners, you're going to love this.
Fangs.
Yeah, those look sharp.
Yeah, I sharpen my teeth every now and then just by chewing rocks.
you do it to sharpen your teeth, or that's just a byproduct of chewing as many rocks as you do?
Well, it started off sort of like my friend was like, "Bitch, you can't eat this rock." And I was like, "Show you." And of course I couldn't. And so he showed me. And then I pretended I had to do it like, no, I actually like it. I actually like it. So I had to have a reason for doing it that wasn't just to show off, to show up my friend.
Great. So there was a trail of blood from the body.
Exactly.
Leading to where?
Leading right to the tree. And then there was like a little doghouse next to the tree.
There's a doghouse.
A little one.
Yeah. Just a little one.
Is that the only thing in this hotel courtyard?
And a fountain. A big fountain.
Yeah.
There was a sculpture in a fountain.
Yeah. There was
of a great gladiator flexing a sword to the sky.
The Niagara Gladiator.
That's right. And out of the tip of the sword, a mountainous pour of water spilling about him. That's all.
Okay. So just the fountain and the doghouse.
Yeah, and the tree, I guess.
Okay. Did either of you guys get a look at either the doghouse or the fountain on closer inspection?
I tripped over the doghouse on the way.
It was very little, yeah.
Oh, this is like smaller than, like, a dog could not fit inside.
Why, if you were a very small dog.
Yeah, it depends on the size of the dog.
Do you think, now, hotels don't normally keep dogs.
Well, unless you're a hotel for dogs, like the movie.
Hotel for dogs.
As in F-O-R.
And the trail of blood, did it go to either the fountain or the doghouse at any
point?
I
love that you spelled that, by the way. Nothing better than letters.
So
separated apart.
What is your favorite letter? Because your favorite thing is the enter button, but yours is probably one of the letters on the keyboard.
God. How do you choose a favorite letter? How do you choose?
Pick which one you like best.
Oh, okay. In that case, A really kicks things off. It's far left on the keyboard. Ooh.
Perfect. Such a Canadian letter.
Oh, yeah.
I suppose so. It's in maple syrup.
Sorry.
Yeah. Well, I was saying yeah, A.
No, I know.
Sorry.
Sorry. That's true, too.
S-A-R-R-Y.
That's true as well.
Is that how you pronounce it?
Oh, so I
sorry.
That classic Canadian. You know you're talking to a Canadian when they say sorry.
Sorry.
Taranta. If you say you're from Taranta. There's a bunch of A's in there.
There's three A's in Canada, and it doesn't have that many letters to begin
with. Holy hell, you're right. Mm-hmm. It's mostly A. It's more A's than anything else. You know, I'm proud of my choice. I'm proud of my choice. I'm going to go with A.
Blood was going to the doghouse?
Blood was going to the doghouse.
Yeah, well, to the tree, past-ish doghouse. Yeah.
So it does like a lap around the tree.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's like concentric circles around the tree. It was maybe to see how old the blood was.
To see how old the blood was, they spilled it out on the ground in circles.
Yeah.
And then however many circles they can make, that's how old the blood is.
They might have been stupid.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I'm not accusing you. I forgot to do it.
First off, just because my name is stupid doesn't mean I am stupid.
That's okay. Bleep. My name is dumb.
Your name is dumb?
Oh, whoops.
Oh.
What's your last name?
It's the dumb. My name's Dumb Poo.
Oh, my God. I can't believe you told him.
Oh. Which is the worst because I have IBS.
You are truly dumb at pooing.
It is truly a cruel trick of nature that my parents would name you.
So, concentric circles of blood around the tree.
Mm-hmm.
And some of it stops at this doghouse. Did either of you guys get a look inside?
The doghouse?
Yeah.
When I tripped over top, I will say that.
He tripped over top, and then I noticed the doghouse when he tripped and fell.
Yeah. Mm.
So I stuck my head in there, and it was really dark, but there was like a little piece of I guess like chihuahua shit or something.
No, you can tell breed by feces.
I'm just saying, it's got to be a small dog if it was in this house.
Not a lot of dog shit.
Not a lot. Like, a couple pebbles.
Do you think the dog could have also been dumb at pooing? Oh, sorry, IBS.
I mean, maybe. It's not called dumb at pooing, okay? It's called IBS. And maybe the dog had it because it did look disgusting and, like, sick, you know?
Okay. So you saw the dog?
No, I'm saying the poo itself. Okay. But like, it came from a sick dog.
No dog in sight.
I couldn't see a dog. I hadn't seen a dog for years.
Now, I've... years you haven't seen a dog.
No.
You got quite the streak going.
I mean, I'll be honest. I know that, like, my friends have a dog, and I go over to their house. I just close my eyes because I don't want to ruin that streak.
Yeah, we were talking. I remember just a bit earlier about how you saw a roommate, thought it was a dog.
Right, because that's when I haven't seen a. And then once you explained, that's why I got so mad when I saw your roommate. I go, fuck, my streak's over. You were like, what the hell is going on?
Yeah,
that's why.
Now, I have what I like to call a good theory.
Ooh. Okay.
Here's a question I'll pose to the floor. Traditionally, what kind of sound would a dog make?
Woof?
Nope.
Something like a bow. Bowerk. You a bowerk.
He would bowerk, bowerk, bowerk.
Bowerk, yeah. Bowerk, bowerk.
His bowerk is worse than his boat.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Precisely.
Because I'm thinking a bow wow.
A bow wow. Like a... What's the size?
Are you talking about our boss? Are you talking about Mr. Bow Wow?
No, have either of you guys ever met Mr. Bow Wow?
Oh, I suppose it's Big Bow Wow, is it not?
I mean,
yeah, he grew up on Big Street.
Right. Now we know, now we know. So it's Big Bow Wow.
So have we ever met him? I personally, I've met him through email. I've online met him.
Okay.
I feel like I know him pretty good.
I G-chatted him.
You G-chatted him?
Neither of you guys have met him in real life.
I don't know if he exists.
Yeah.
I don't know if he exists.
Well, you can hack a lot and invent a person online.
That's true.
As a hacker, I know that.
So who could have invented him then, if that's your theory?
I mean,
Do you think it was someone else on your team under an alias? Do you think it was Ossington or Broadview?
Someone else was orchestrating this whole thing. Someone who owns dogs, who perhaps operates this whole dog hotel.
This could be the break that we're looking for in this case.
And I mean, we have two members here. Another member is dead. That leaves two options from what I remember. I think they were on the streets, but the main members.
There's also Young and Dundas.
Yeah, Jameson.
No, but it's Ossington Jameson.
Oh, right.
That's right.
And Ossington. Broadview something else. Broadview Cruise. That's right. It's Young Dundas. You have a tremendous memory.
Thank you.
Raggy?
No one's ever said that before.
Listen, I can't be doing three impressions at once, so it must be a unique voice. Or very impressive.
I'm starting to think that Bow Wow isn't even a real person.
That's what I'm saying. It could be hacked.
I'm saying it could be both. You know what? Broadview and Dundas are so much, their names are so much older than
which two? Me. Broadview?
Broadview Cruise.
Cruise.
And Ossington
Jameson.
Jameson. Yes. Are both like 90.
Yeah.
90-year-old.
Young Dundas is...
I mean, that's got to be an ironic name.
So young that he does not come ironic, on I mean. Any...
So, hang on.
What?
Right there.
What?
That rules out Ossington Jameson and Broadview Cruz because it couldn't have been an old guy. Rocco's head was so big that a young guy had to have done this. It sounds like you've only got one young guy.
And he said, oh, so I can't come out to any of these. My mom won't let me. I'm too young a hacker.
Young Dundas.
That's right.
Right.
This was the most young you could get.
There's nothing younger. Baby Street, maybe. But that's not even a street.
You're right. So this is the youngest you could go.
Yeah, so I guess technically this is the youngest.
So this is youngest. It must have been Young Dundas. So he's been orchestrating the whole thing, posing as a youngest member of our team.
Yeah.
Why would he do? Why would he kill Rocco?
Perhaps he was a Jew himself, and he finally found out how awful this guy on our team was.
I mean, now that I think about
Now that I think about it, I shouldn't have wrote a song invite me.
Oh, yeah.
He did just invite me to his bar mitzvah.
You got invited to Young Dundas' bar mitzvah?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't get invited.
Oh, well, I hacked into his
invite. Well, he's very young. He's having a bar mitzvah, I guess.
That's what I'm saying. He's 13.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Okay.
Temple Emmanuel Beshalom.
Yeah, and Temple Emmanuel Beshalom to you.
It also means goodbye.
It does, yeah.
So I've learned a lot today about the Jewish faith.
You guys think it was Young Dundas. The youngest member of your team found out about Rocco's anti-Semitism.
Yes.
Decided to show up at the hotel. He knew where you guys were going to be.
He always knows.
Had all the info.
He's orchestrating all the plans. He booked a place.
It's true.
He booked a basement.
He goes, no one will suspect me. I'm 12, about to be 13, about to have my bar mitzvah.
It's true. He does mention
and
the bar
mitzvah. And that got Rocco so mad.
Oh, yeah.
Rocco went like this. He's like,
oh yeah.
Oh, listeners, one hand, the right hand here is curled up into a fist, yet the left hand remains in kind of an open palm.
Yet he managed
palm.
To make his other hand a different shape.
These are two different hand shapes, yet he's crushing them together every so often.
Yet somehow they're touching.
I don't understand quite what's going on.
It's sort of as if like he's punching. He's like, it got him mad that he wanted to punch.
He's warming up his punches.
Yeah.
As if he's warming him up for a face, perhaps.
There you go.
As if he's going to punch someone's head right off.
Oh, exactly. Shoot. That was his plan, probably.
Oh, and he looks like Young beat him to the punch then, in fact.
Yeah. He beat his punch to the punch.
That's correct. So, the Chihuahua poo was a red herring.
I am glad that I looked at the doghouse, though.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I mean, just to see what's inside.
There could have been mold in there.
I would have been thinking about that for days if I had not looked inside.
What could be in there?
What could be in this small little
wooden
house?
Did you also look in the fountain?
No.
What could have been in there?
That, now, you know what? Now
listen,
I'm thinking.
I'm going to be honest with you. The fountain, I designed the fountain.
You designed the fountain?
Yeah, I wanted to describe the fountain because I was very proud of it. It had nothing to do with the case, and I brought it up at selfish reasons. I wanted you guys to be impressed with the design, and perhaps commission me to design a fountain for you.
I hired a bunch of tourists to walk around the Marriott Hotel, so maybe you'd think it was one of them, but it wasn't. It was just
you
a red herring.
You also played a red herring in this? Yeah. So you knew a murder was going to happen?
No. I hire tourists to walk around a lot of areas in case a murder happens.
Oh,
okay. That's a good host.
That makes sense.
Man, when it happens at Marine Land...
Has there not been one at Marine Land yet?
Just by
count,
whales.
If you count the animals.
Yeah, if you count the animals, lots of murders. But that's revenge murder.
Mm-hmm.
They did it to us. We do it to them.
And that wraps up an successful episode of Kill to Death.
Thank you so much.
I knew you were going to say that because I hacked into your old episodes by downloading them on iTunes.
What am I going to say next?
That you'd like to sing Jeff Probst the theme song?
Jeff Probst?
He does Jeff your theme Probst? Song? Are you serious? That's crazy.
Yeah, it's great we were able to land Jeff Probst to do that instrumental theme song.
Yeah, after 30 seasons of Survivor, he's got a lot of free time.
You guys should watch him wail on that keyboard.
Don't say wail.
Oh, those whales gonna get us.
They will revenge kill you.
What else do I say?
You say you want to rate the 5 stars on iTunes, and you want to email us at killtodeathpodcast@gmail.com and suggest a murder. And I guess that's all.
Yeah.
Like us on Facebook, I suppose. And if you wanted to check out something else impossible, you could.
Oh, yeah. What else is going on in the city? I know you're a big fan of Downtown Toronto Yuck Yucks.
Mm-hmm.
So you must be a fan of comedy.
I love comedy. I'm actually going to tell the listeners right now. This has been this whole
we're
going to
bleep that. The one thing I'm going to bleep.
That's so funny. I love comedy. You gotta check out skaterdiet@hotmail.com every fourth Wednesday of the month, hosted by and Gavin Pounds at Comedy Bar at 9:30. You gotta follow at Nick on.
You got a funny Twitter.
You gotta follow his Twitter. You gotta follow his Instagram. If it's the same joke or video or picture that's on both, don't give him shit for it.
Have you gotten shit for that before?
No, but I feel self-conscious about it. Okay. No one's gonna say anything.
Wait,
but
you've seriously been like, wow, this is ingenuine to...
Well, you know, you're trying to... It's.
He's I'm building just, a brand.
I'm just trying to build a brand, for God's sakes.
Any closing thoughts from you?
Just, if you'd like a fountain made for you, anything, I'll do it. That's really my business.
It's clearly been your thing.
That's been my thing, my brand, the whole time. I know I sound like three different guys, but I'll build you a fountain.
Can I say one thing? I shouldn't have said the incel stuff and the stuff about the eyes when I was saying the Jewish stuff. I just want that on the record. I know I shouldn't have said it. I just thought I was in the moment.
Okay, you are, first of all, Jewish yourself.
I am Jewish, but I meant the eyes thing, the Asian eyes.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. It's I
mean, I don't
think... I actually think this might be even worse that I brought it up now.
Yeah. I didn't have, like, a second thought about it.
All right. I would love to bleep this out.
We'll just bleep this whole thing.
We can bleep the whole episode.
I'd like to apologize for what we said about our landlord at the beginning.
I mean, I'd like to apologize for writing that song about Rocco. I reiterate, I shouldn't have written that for him. I mean, I did do it, but I shouldn't have.
Yeah. And what we're going to do, we're going to take you listeners out with the song on the CD about who it turns out was the murderer, Young Dundas.
That's right. That's right. I did write a song about Young Dundas.
Keep your stick on the ice.
That's right. Hell, he is the youngest member of the group. Okay, can we stop recording for 1 second? I really need to poop.
Oh my God.
Killed to Death is produced and engineered by Steve Cook and Griffin Toplitsky. Special thanks to Katie Lohr, Matt Probst, and Tom Shank. Rate and subscribe on iTunes and like Killed to Death on Facebook so they know how to value their worth as human beings.
This podcast has been brought to you by the Sonar Network.